This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. PC leader Tony Wakeham is calling for the resignation of the province's housing minister, saying the people of this province have lost confidence in the Liberal government's response to the housing crisis. Wakeham says the last week and a half in the House of Assembly has been total confusion with government's announcements on housing.
One day they have 750 new homes. The next day they have 11. One day they have the 32 units in Corner Brook are part of a 143 unit build, and then they're not. And now we find out that the 32 units that they talked about are actually going to be torn down because they've gotten to the point where they no longer can be repaired. That's a lack of leadership. When you have confusion in a crisis, then you have no leadership.
The Stephenville Port-au-Port MHA says he's getting calls from people who say interest rates on their mortgages are costing upwards of $700 a month.
These are real people, Newfoundland and Labrador, and they deserve a government who's prepared to turn around and say, we're going to be dealing with this, not to turn around and say, we're not sure whether we have new bills or don't have new bills. So those are the reasons, and that's why I'm here. The Premier of this province needs to take action, and he needs to take it today.
Wakeham says the housing crisis facing Newfoundlanders and Labradorians did not start 2 weeks ago. It's been brewing for years. Bay of Islands MHA Eddie Joyce says the lack of affordable housing is a serious issue right across the province. He says sometimes it's not as easy to see without a tent city.
And it's a very serious issue, especially for the less vulnerable and people who need social housing. It's a situation which is critical. And Corner Brook is no different. People living in hotels, people living in tents, people living on other people's couches and other things like that.
Joyce says he's hearing that 12 social housing units will be renovated in the Corner Brook area. He says there are 32 units on Crestview Avenue, which government says is waiting for federal funding to be renovated. Joyce says the provincial government should release the funds to do it now.
There is so much confusion, but while there's so much confusion, there are so many people that are suffering. And so much people, like in the old hotel where people themselves are living away from their family. So it is a major issue, and there is a major call to have work done immediately, which can be done. It's just the province got to release the funds to do it.
Joyce says the housing issue has always been there, and he wrote the former housing minister about the Crestview units last year. He says it's easy to banter the minister and government, but these units need to be done. Joyce says during the summer there were 14 people living in tents in Corner Brook. The Royal Canadian Legion Branch 13 in Corner Brook will launch its yearly poppy campaign today. Robert Murphy says poppies can be found at big box stores, gas stations, and other businesses. He says money raised here stays here at the local branch.
It raises the most money, and the money that it is raised stays here. So if we, you know, like Branch 13, all the money that we are going to raise over the next week or so will stay here, and it will benefit all the veterans that we have within our community. You know, you don't want to forget history, because then you're liable to repeat it. So, you know, Remembrance Day, it's all a big part of all of us. And you have to remember. You have to remember the sacrifices that the past generations, and even the veterans today who have gone off and have done things.
Meanwhile, membership at the Legion has been declining. Murphy says anyone can become a member.
You do not have to be an ex-member of the forces or the police or anything like that. Anyone can come in and join. There's no problem with that. You don't ever have to have worn a uniform. And we encourage, you know, our numbers need to go up. When we have big events like we're stepping into, as I said before, we need people to come down and put their names in the slots. You know, on paper, we probably have, I'll say, 200. But out of that 200, we're only getting maybe 30, 40 if we're lucky. Because the rest of them just, you know, everyone's getting up in age, and it's hard to get people out to do things.
For more information, contact the Legion at 634-5655. Montreal filmmaker Adam Wills came to Newfoundland on vacation with some friends in 2019, but he never expected he would end up looking for his birth parents and creating a documentary about it. Wills was adopted and grew up in Montreal. He says his search started with the hospital in St. John's.
And I ended up going to the hospital records, meeting this woman who I gave some money to. You know, it's like $10 to get your records. And I told her my story. And I thought that was the end of it. I didn't think I was going to hear anything. And like I said, I wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that had completely preoccupied me. And what ended up happening was that within 10 minutes, she called me and said, I found your records. And so I went back to the office and I opened up those records and I saw a whole, like I saw my name, which was my original name, which was Wayne Cousins and not Adrian Wills. And when I saw that, I realized that I was someone else, that I had a whole other history. And I started really going through quickly through these records, trying to see if I could find my birth parents' names, and they weren't there.
Will says the woman knew his birth parents' names but could not give him the information. He decided to go to the National Film Board of Canada next.
And the journey took me in places I never expected. But what I decided I would do pretty early on was that I wanted people to kind of understand what it felt like not to know. And so I decided, I kind of created this rule for myself, which was that I would make the film, but that on any information that I learned about, I would learn on camera so that I could take the audience really on the journey with me.
Will's documentary, A Quiet Girl, will screen at the Rotary Arts Center in Cornerbrook tomorrow night at 7:30. That's Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ.